For this portion of the program, we are joined by Keith Reynolds. He is a Divisional Vice President of Merchandising with the Tractor Supply Company. Keith, why don't you tell us a bit about your background, and did you have an involvement with FFA prior to joining the Tractor Supply team?
Thanks for having me on today. I grew up in a very small town in Virginia. Both of my grandparents were farmers. One had a cattle farm, and the other, strangely enough, grew mainly just vegetables. And we had a huge garden, and that's where I kind of got my education on growing our own food. We didn't go to the grocery store a lot. As far as FFA goes, my older brothers and sisters were involved in FFA, but I was not. My involvement came after many years in retail. I finally landed with a great company at Tractor Supply, and they asked me to be involved, and I've done that now for the greater part of 6 months as part of our leadership team. And I've had a really great time learning about not only their mission, but how we interact with their mission, and meeting some unbelievable young kids through this.
Now, we know Tractor Supply Company has a longstanding relationship with the organization. In fact, it dates back about 3 decades. How and why did that relationship first begin?
Our leadership and senior management at the time recognized the value of the FFA mission. And in alignment with our concept of stores, it was a great and smart decision that they had at the time to work with the National FFA Council to grow that relationship as our store brands grew. The FFA relationship with Tractor Supply is one of the oldest and most valued partnerships that we have at the corporate level.
Now, through the Growing Scholars Program, I understand that runs in conjunction with National FFA Week, and it also raises a significant amount of money for the organization. Tell us more about the program and, of course, the requirements to actually participate.
We, Tractor Supply, began Growing Scholars in 2013 as an effort to raise funds to provide scholarships for FFA students. In the first year, we raised about $350,000 for education, and in the second year, in 2014, it was about $450,000. All of the Tractor Supply's 1,400 stores, we host a 10-day fundraising event where the associate or the team member at the register invites customers to contribute $1 at the checkout to help send FFA students to college. Those funds are directed locally, so that's important to Tractor Supply. The recipients are from the state in which the funds are raised. This event is scheduled to end on March the 1st, and we're anticipating another great year of funding for FFA Growing Scholars.
Now, as a key sponsor for National FFA Week, you're offering an amazing amount of support to not only the association and its members, but also to their families and their communities. Do you see it that way as well?
Absolutely. One of our values is to make a difference in our communities. National FFA Week sponsorship is a tremendous way that we can do that. It's a time when hundreds of thousands of students band together and make a difference in their communities, whether it's through food drives, community gardens, or local ag projects that they volunteer for. It's an honor for Tractor Supply to be a part of that. It's amazing how many of these students go on to college through not only these scholarships, but other scholarships, and then they come back to their individual communities to be active, either through their high school ag teachers, they become high school ag teachers, or once again, just active in their community, which then benefits not only our stores, but the rest of the community as well.
Keith, I understand there are also other points that help connect the company with FFA, including the Give the Gift of Blue program and helping members fight food insecurity. How does the Tractor Supply Company play a role in those efforts?
We have several programs that we institute each year. We create and sell what we call an Out Here cookbook annually, and that cookbook is comprised of recipes sent in by our customers. The cookbooks are sold in all of our stores for a great value of $4.99. And a large portion of all those proceeds go to the Feeding the World Hunger Initiative that FFA sponsors. And this year, for the first time, our store sold a Tractor Supply FFA National Convention shirts. Before and after the National Convention, we sold these in our stores, both prior to and a couple of weeks after the convention, with all profits going to the Give the Gift of Blue. These were the uniform blue shirts that our team members wore at the National Convention. And each year we've had students and advisors coming up and trying to buy these shirts. So this year we decided to sell them and help raise funds for Give the Gift of Blue, providing blue jackets for those youth unable to afford them. They were so well received. We were pleased with the results as we raised almost $200,000 just through that initiative alone for Give the Gift of Blue. To say that there's pent-up demand, I think, was an understatement. And while Tractor Supply actually did not make any profits on the T-shirts, we connected the FFA youth and their families in our communities and raised a substantial amount of money for a very important initiative. That is what we consider partnership, and that's what it's about.
Well, looking forward to October and the National FFA Convention, you are certainly known to have an interesting booth that draws a lot of attention during that show. Can you spill any secrets of what we might expect to see this year?
Well, sure. We have a great team who are very creative in what they want to do at the convention. They get a lot of satisfaction out of seeing the kids' faces at the booth. We've learned a lot over the years to make our booth what we call multi-sensory experience, and that it is. We have a DJ where the kids can do karaoke. We have giveaways, tattoos for the kids. We also have an advisor station where we give away advisor gift bags. It also provides an opportunity for our team to connect with the advisors, and we love to thank them for what they do in our communities. Last year, actually, we began and we offered an expense-paid trip for the store managers who performed the highest in our Growing Scholars fundraiser. So the store that raised the most money, we took, I think, three store managers and three of their, and each one of them could bring an associate with them, and they helped work the booth and interact with all of the kids and all the advisors. That's extremely important to us because without their efforts and their commitments in our 1,400 stores, we could not make this partnership as successful as it has been.
Well, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak. It's an honor to partner with local and national FFA members, as these are some of the best youth in the world. One of my favorite quotes I heard from someone at convention this past year was, "These kids make me feel better about the world," and that is so true. So to be able to contribute in a way that furthers our future leaders and gives money and resources back to our communities and our customers is truly a win-win partnership.
Keith, thank you for taking the time to join us. Again, we've been talking with Keith Reynolds. He's the Divisional Vice President of Merchandising with the Tractor Supply Company. Of course, Tractor Supply Company, a huge supporter of the FFA organization and its members.